Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, the war in Iran is put on hold as Israel and the US await the results of elections. The anti-Israel Democratic Party is pushing to drop assistance for Israel, and the discovery of an ancient mold sheds light on biblical Jerusalem. Right now, the war fronts in the Middle East are at a pause as the region is awaiting the results of elections, which will take place in about 2 months both in Israel and America. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The main news in Israel continues to be the stalemate in basically all the war fronts Israel is involved with. Regarding Gaza, the American-led so-called Board of Peace has issued formal plans for Stage B, meaning the disarming of Hamas and the full withdrawal of the Israeli army from Gaza. But at the start of this past week, Prime Minister Netanyahu clearly stated that the army will withdraw only if and when Hamas is fully disarmed. In Lebanon, there have been limited transfers of control of land from the Israeli military to the army of the central government of Lebanon, but the Hezbollah militia continues to oppose the plans of the central government to make peace with Israel. In the Persian Gulf, both sides, America and Iran, are making demands which are unacceptable to the other side, as if no war has just been fought, with the United States destroying Iran's navy and air force, but leaving the Iranian ground forces still in control. Due to threats of attacks from Iran, the shipping through the Persian Gulf has dwindled, and America has resumed its naval blockade of Iranian ports. America is heading for what is called midterm elections in a little over 2 months, which will determine whether or not the party of President Trump will retain its narrow majority in Congress. Israel will be going through the polls in national elections in about 2 months. Political commentators point out that it seems the Middle East is awaiting the results of the elections in Israel and in America in order to determine who will be the new leader of Israel and whether the American administration will retain its overall control. This means that for Israel, the current 3-year-long war is at a pause but without a resolution. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, the midterm U.S. elections could have a negative impact on the United States' support for Israel. The anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party is pushing for dropping assistance to Israel. Their tactics are becoming more confrontational and sometimes violent, as we find out from CBN's senior correspondent, Dale Hurd.
Washington State Democrat Congressman Adam Smith has seen his home vandalized and a fire set in his driveway by anti-Israel activists. A staff member was also physically assaulted at a town hall. Smith says he's given up trying to hold in-person town halls because they're continually disrupted by anti-Israel demonstrators.
I have been unable to hold a town hall meeting for a year because a bunch of leftists show up and scream at me and don't let anyone else speak. You talk about illiberal, okay, having people stand out in front of my house, you know, screaming death threats at me and threatening my wife.
A longtime supporter of Israel, Smith joined more than 100 other Democrats last month to vote for the Massey Amendment that would cut off military aid to the Jewish state. Although the amendment failed, it still caused a political earthquake, showing how far support for Israel has dropped among Democrats in Congress.
The more victories the anti-Israel types have, the more the regular Democrats are afraid, and the more they're afraid, the less likely they are to be pro-Israel.
Adam Turner, Deputy Director of Government Relations for the Zionist Organization of America and a former Senate staffer on Capitol Hill, says for the first time some Democrat lawmakers refuse to even meet with members of his organization.
Which is sort of shocking. I mean, I used to work on the Hill, Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, and we were told that, you know, when a constituent comes in, no matter where that person is on the issues, you treat them with respect, you bring them in, you listen to their concerns, and they wouldn't even meet with some of these people. So it's a real problem.
Among pro-Israel Democrats, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's home has been firebombed. Representative Jared Moskowitz of Florida has received threatening voicemails targeting himself and his family. And Representative Josh Gottheimer says the FBI told him it disrupted a potential large-scale attack on pro-Israel members of Congress. How much of the threats and intimidation played a part in causing Democratic lawmakers to drop their support for Israel? While it's impossible to know for sure, the numbers show a big change. In 2024, only 17% of House Democrats voted against aid to Israel. This year, the number voting against the financing package grew to nearly half. Democrat Senator John Fetterman has consistently criticized the party for becoming more anti-Israel. Michigan U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed, who opposes helping Israel, won Michigan's Democratic primary Tuesday, despite suggesting in a call to donors that Fetterman should be defeated. By one estimate, only about a third of American Jews vote Republican. That number could potentially see a dramatic increase if hostility to Israel within the Democrat Party and threats to lawmakers continue. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
That was Dale Hurd. Finally, the discovery of an ancient mold in the First Temple period sheds light on biblical Jerusalem, as CBN's Julie Stahl reports.
The discovery of a mold for producing figurines from the First Temple period in the heart of Jerusalem offers us a tangible glimpse into the world in which the prophets of Israel lived and into the spiritual and cultural realities they confronted. Discovered deep in the Tower of David Museum at the end of the Kishleor prison, the mold dates back to the First Temple period.
Actually, it's very exciting because as an archaeologist, you are dealing with stones. You are dealing with the ceramic, and suddenly you see face. Suddenly you touch humanity. Suddenly you start to see belief. People, not just stones.
Archaeologist Dr. Amit Ra'em told CBN News the figurines are found in all Jerusalem excavations from the 7th and 8th century B.C. They're seen as an enigma because while the bodies are made by hand, a mold was used for the faces.
Using mold, it means that the face was important. You could play with the body. You could make it by hand, shape it by hand. But the head must be very, very accurate.
They turned to Deborah Ben-Ami, curator of Iron Age and Persian period, at the National Treasures of the Israel Antiquities Authority to see how it would have been made.
You have here the mold, pottery made, and then you see here the face inside. We use a plaster to recreate what the figurine looks like. So we put here the material, and then we have the modern impression of the face.
She showed us various pieces and a full female figurine found in an excavation at the Lachish site. While there are theories about how the figurines were used, no one knows for sure.
This is the Kishle. When they first started excavating here more than 25 years ago, they had no idea what kind of treasures they'd find from the second and even the first temple periods.
I wanted to build an education wing right here. But then the archaeologists came and said, listen, we are the first to check what's going on here before your plans, before everything, because this is ancient Jerusalem.
Kishle is a Turkish word from the Ottoman era, meaning winter shelter. When the excavation began there, a former British jail built near Jaffa Gate in the 1930s was on top of everything. Archaeologists dug through the period of the Crusaders, foundations of King Herod's first century private palace, and back to the First Temple time. Now that they have reached bedrock, the excavation is winding down.
It contains all the layers and levels from the history of Jerusalem. It's like a microcosm of the history of the city.
Elat Lieber, director and chief curator of the Tower of David Jerusalem Museum, says they are moving ahead with the new Schulich wing for archaeology, art, and innovation. After the excavation, the antiquities will be displayed using artifacts, projection technology, and models to tell the story of those who made history in Jerusalem.
We want people to enter this beautiful, beautiful architecture, to be amazed by the building, but more than this, to discover the antiquities.
Julie Stahl, CBN News, Tower of David, Jerusalem Museum, Jerusalem.
Please pray for the outcome of the forthcoming elections, both in Israel and the U.S., and for wisdom for their leaders. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.